Now, let me ask you a question. If something incredible were to happen to you, what would you do? I'll give you for example. Let's say, for example, tomorrow you found out that one of your kids got a full four-year scholarship to the college of their choice. They would go for free. You think that might excite you a little bit? How long would it take you to get that Facebook post up to let the whole world know that that happened in your life? What, like maybe 2 seconds? I could literally see. Matter of fact, I could see some of you literally burning out your phones from all the text messages of you sending them to literally the whole world to let them know about how cool it was that it happened. And to be honest, I probably would be the same way. It's not like, you know, we would be any different. It actually reminds me of the kind of this funny story. Me and my daughter, this happened to us, I'd say about 3, maybe 4 weeks ago. We've been having some squirrels in our attic. Lots of fun. So what I've done is I've set out some squirrel traps. And it was about time for me to take my daughter to the bus stop. And I looked outside, and there was something in my squirrel trap. Wasn't a squirrel. It was a big old possum stuck in my squirrel trap. So what does, of course, any 13-year-old girl do? Goes out and takes some selfies with the, you know, the possum. I mean, that's just normal, right, behavior. And do you think she might have told a few people at school about her opossum encounter? You think that she was at all afraid or ashamed to let even people who didn't know, look, you got to see this picture. True? Well, here, let's revisit the Easter story one more time. Matthew chapter 28, because we know this story. Matthew 28, starting in verse 1. Now, after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead." It's interesting. He said, go quickly. Why do you think the angel had to say to them, go quickly? I mean, isn't this exactly what they had been hoping would happen? Isn't this what they've been praying for? Isn't this exactly what they did not have enough faith to believe? And it did happen. Jesus was alive. I mean, don't you think that there would be something kind of bubbling up inside them that made them want to just get out and tell everyone and anyone that would just listen that their Savior is alive? I mean, doesn't that make sense? But sadly, I think the angel did have to tell them to go. And matter of fact, go quickly. Look, because the truth is, every single person sitting here knows the truth. And what is the truth? The incredible news that Jesus died on a cross for our sins so that we may one day be in heaven with him. We all know that. But the interesting thing is, many of us are still hiding in an empty tomb. See, we have the truth that can heal people. We have truth that when they understand it and receive it, it literally can set people free. How can people who know the truth keep the truth to themselves, to those who desperately need it? I can tell you why. One word. Fear. One. It's fear of rejection, right? Fear that they won't believe you. Fear that they may think very differently about you if you tell them what you believe. Fear that someone may actually make fun of you or even attack you for your beliefs. It's that fear that keeps so many people trapped in their lives of sin. It's that's what keeps people separated from God. But see, it's not just the people that aren't being told. See, it's fear that keeps us bound in guilt because we know what we're supposed to be doing. We know what Jesus asked us to do before he left. What did he tell us to do? Go, preach, and make disciples. We know that. So you don't think that we sometimes feel guilty when we see the right person at the right time who literally just wants words of life, but we're too afraid to let him know? Well, see, it's not just the fact that he's risen that we're talking about this morning. See, without the second statement, that only helps us. That's for the world. It's time for us to arise and go. Look, I may not be as big and strong as an angel. Close, but, you know, close, you know. I may not have his striking appearance, you know, where I look like a bolt of lightning, or I may not have clothes as white as snow. But you know what? I am willing to tell you it's time. It's time to go and to go quickly. It's time for us to get out of the empty tomb. And for many of us, it's time for us to leave the four walls. The church has stayed inside for too long. The church has not gone out to where the people need them. They're not going to those who don't know the truth. The Bible talks about not bringing water to the ocean. That'd be pretty silly, wouldn't it? To literally, you know, take buckets of water and dump it into the ocean. It says, stop. Look, he said, sick ones need doctors. Didn't we read that? So stop bringing water to the sea. It's time for us who know that Jesus is alive to let the whole world know that Jesus